guys, it is your girl Shelby, and we are back with another video. If this is your first time here, welcome. If you're a returning subscriber, welcome back. You know I love you. Every single Monday at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, I am here pouring you up a big bold cup of Christ, and this week is no different. If this is your first time here, make sure you hit that subscribe button because you do not want to miss any of the videos that we share here on Dare Bold Believer. For the year of 2024, I'm going to keep saying it, y'all. For the year of 2024, we are going to be doing a Bible study with me, and we are focusing on women in the Bible. So if you are interested in knowing more about the different women in the Bible, make sure you hit the subscribe button. Don't forget to like today's video and drop in the comments. Tell me who's your favorite woman that you read in the Bible. I would love to hear from you. This week in particular, we're going to be talking all about Anna, and if you're not familiar with her, then it's so good. Like, this is gonna be a great time to get to know her. She is a woman that we learn about in the book of Luke. We're gonna have two videos in this series, and we are gonna get to know this woman of faith who literally spends her life in the temple. I mean, it's insane. Like, she doesn't leave the temple. So I don't want to give too much of the story away, but I am so looking forward to talking more about Hannah, learning the beautiful lessons about Hannah, and just discussing her further. So I'm going to stop talking and we're going to jump into today's video. But of course, hold on. If you do not, make sure to check our community tab. I am posting a lot over there because I'm really not on very many social media pages at this point. I just had to dwindle it down. So if you have not already seen in our community tab that we have a baby number 3 on the way. So I was like, let me show y'all my baby bump real quick before I close out. I don't know if y'all can see all this baby bump. Me and my badge is hanging in here too, but yeah, we are good and pregnant, you guys. And so if y'all hear me huffing and puffing, sound like I'm about to blow the house down, it's because I'm just out of breath continually. But thank y'all so much for being with me. Thank you for being a part of the Bold Bestie tribe. Y'all know I love y'all. And so for real now, let's hop into the video. As you know, I use the SOAP method to Bible study. And so that is how we are going to be Bible studying in today's Bible study with me video. So we are going to start off by reviewing the scripture. I'm going to share with you my observations, and then I'll share my application and how I am applying today's word. And then we will close out in a prayer. Today's reading is Luke chapter 2, verse 22 to 30. And of course, I'm reading from the ESV translation. And when the time came from their purification, according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the customs of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation."
And if you have not already, make sure you join our email subscribe list. All the Bold Believer besties are over there, and we are going to be sharing a free Weary and Well-Doing devotional, and you do not want to miss it. It is a free devotional that is all about just overcoming our weariness, so that we can continue on in the work that God has given us. I know oftentimes we think of that work as ministry work, but y'all, our first ministries is as mothers, is as wives, is as women of God, just trying to be a light in this world. I mean, our ministries also extend to where we work, being a light where we work. We often don't think of it in that way when we hear the word ministry, but I just want to say to you boldly today that wherever you are, wherever you spend the majority of your time, that is your ministry, and you are called to do that boldly. You are called to do it with the love of Christ, and don't diminish your light wherever you are. You are called to serve.
All right, my standout verse for today was Luke chapter 2, verse 29. Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. All right, so the observations from today. Joseph and Mary are faithful to the law of the Lord. They brought Jesus to the temple to present their offering to the Lord, a pair of turtle doves, or, you know, they could do a pair of pigeons. Simon, a devout and righteous man whom the Holy Spirit had revealed he would not die without seeing the Lord Christ. When he saw Jesus, he took him in his arms and he blessed him, saying he can now depart in peace, for he has saw salvation. All right, for our favorite part, our application from today. Often we speak of Mary's faith to believe that she would conceive through the Holy Spirit, but many were believing for the arrival of Christ. As Gentiles redeemed by his blood, often we forget our life is not about the things we achieve on earth, but it is about patiently waiting for his return, believing in the new world that was prophesied in Revelations. Now, I am familiar with Luke because I did study it in the past. And one of the things that in the past stuck out the most to me was about, it's the verse about like all things. No, I'm sorry. It's for nothing is impossible with God. And it's Luke 1:37. And that's what Mary says to the angels after she finds out that she's going to birth the Christ. And I don't know how, but it wasn't significant to me that we have these two believers, Simon and Anna, literally sitting and waiting for Jesus Christ to be born, like sitting and waiting and believing that like this second coming is going to happen. And so it was kind of enlightening to me that like, hey, I know I studied this in the past. Like, why was this not the part that stuck out to me? And I would assume just, you know, thinking back to that time period and reading about Jesus for myself for the first time, that of course Mary is going to be the one who stands out to me out of that, the beginning part of that book, because you know, she is the name that I've heard the most, but don't know much about. So it's just interesting as you go and you begin to like study books of the Bible on your own. And then you find yourself doing like topical type studies. Like this is to me, consider reading a woman in the Bible, this devotional alongside, you know, just reading the scripture readings as well. I consider this to be a topical study. So it's interesting as I do topical studies on books that I've already read to see what now, is standing out to me that maybe didn't stand out to me in the past. But anywho, I was extremely, extremely, I fell in love with Anna as I watched a sermon by Pastor Hannah, which I feel like I say his name all the time on the channel. And he talked about essentially his, I can't remember the topic of the sermon, but he talked about how to basically
get over grief, how to get over trauma. And he used Anna as the example, just showing that like she literally lived a life of worship and saying that like we have to worship through whatever we're going through. So that's what made me decide to choose Anna as one of the women to study. And although we don't see her in this first portion that we're of scripture that we're reading, I think we get to see Simon, who is an elderly man as well, who has literally been living and knowing that like, I am not going to pass away until the Christ comes. And what a blessing it is. And we see how devout he is and righteous that he is. And what a blessing it is that, you know, he gets to see the promise of God. And I pray that it will be a reminder to each of us that every promise from God, we will be fulfilled. None of us will miss out on anything that he has promised us. So we know that despite the wait may feel long, right? We can wait patiently, cheerfully, at peace, knowing that like every promise that God gives us is going to be fulfilled, because my favorite thing to say is every perfect and good gift is from above. So I can trust in the Lord and know that his word is going to be fulfilled. And then my last major thing that I mentioned at the very end of what I read or wrote in my notes was just the fact that like we have a gift that those who we read about in the Old Testament didn't have. We have the gift of the redemption through Christ, where we're no longer bound to the law. But we also know that we have another gift, and that's the second coming of Christ in the new world that will come because of his second coming, right? Like when he comes back, there's going to be a whole new world. And so although we already have this beautiful gift of salvation, we are also still waiting for the second coming. And how exciting it is to know that like, although we may not see it in our earthly time, right, that in our eternity, at some point, we're going to get to see this beautiful second coming, and how exciting that is. Dear Heavenly Father, Adonai, we thank you, Father God, for your word, for the reminder that your word is, for the transformative power that your word is, Father God, for the revelations and the renewals of our mind that occurs when we read your word. And I pray that each and every person under the sound of my voice, Father God, that they would see your word, your ways, you in a new light today, Father God, that they would have a new revelation. And as I always say, a new encounter with you. Sometimes in our walk, we get in this routine that ends up to feel more like a rut, Father God. So shake up our faith with today. Like give us a new level of faith today, Father God. And I just pray that each and every one of us would have a transformed mind that helps us to stay focused on Christ and stay focused on his return, and recognize that our earthly lives and neither our eternities are not about us. It's not about the things we accumulate. It's not about the things that we think that we accomplish. It's not about the things that people know us for. It's not about the things that people say about us, but it's only about Christ Jesus. So we pray that you would give us hearts that are really focused on your return, that are focused on glorifying your kingdom, that are focused on living a life that glorifies and worships you, Father God. We pray that we would allow your grace to get us through on the days where we fall short, that we would allow your grace to help us to not walk or live in condemnation, Father God, but instead see the forgiveness that you have given us, Father God, and see how you, in all of your perfectness, you're able to blot out our transgressions to literally we are seen as white as snow, you say in Isaiah. So we just thank you, Lord, for the redeeming power of Christ Jesus. We thank you for the new life that we have in Christ Jesus. And we are just praying that you would give us diligent hearts that yearn to fulfill your instructions, that hope is in you and in you alone, knowing that you would grant us perfect peace in every season and every trial of life that we go through. And we just pray that when we do spend our lives in eternity to you, that we would yell, scream, worship you, just saying holy, holy, bowing down before you, singing beautiful songs to you, because you are truly worthy. So we thank you for all that you are, all that you have been, and all that you will be, for you are constant and unchanging. In Jesus' holy name we pray, amen.
Thank you so much for watching today's video. If you enjoyed it, please make sure you give it a thumbs up. And if you have not already, make sure you hit that subscribe button. As always, if you enjoyed today's video, make sure you share it with one of your good, good girlfriends, because you never know who needs a word of encouragement or who needs a Bible study with me, bestie. So make sure you share this video with one of your good, good girlfriends who could use someone to Bible study alongside her. I would truly appreciate it. And I would love to think that your bold believer bestie would appreciate it as well. Until next time, you guys, be bold, be blessed. Bye.